Sam steps up, has to escape, going to run with it at the 35, and now he loses the football. It's out of bounds.
Oh,
Harvey
no.
Dahl comes over just to take care of Mike Mitchell.
Sam's grabbing his knee. May have hurt his knee. He's rolling around grabbing his knee.
Yeah, it's been a long day. You know, we're very, very disappointed, but you have to move on. You know, it's a loss to the organization, but I think more importantly, it's a loss for Sam. You know, he was playing so well. He was really getting started. We're just so proud of the way he played yesterday and the throws that he made, the ones that counted, the ones that were dropped, the ones that didn't count, and he was really off to a great start. He was really settling in. So, you know, as is in our profession, we have to move on. Sam will be back. He will once again be under center for us next year. We're going to move on. We've got Kellen going right now, and you know, everybody in the building has to step it up a little bit. That's typically what happens when you have an injury like this.
Dump it right flat, caught by Skips. He's going to walk into the end zone for a touchdown. And the Rams answer in a hurry with a three-play, 80-yard drive capped by that four-yard toss, Bradford to Zach Stacy.
You know, he's great in the building, classroom, on the field. He's a great teammate, has a really good understanding of what we're doing. Kind of classified him as kind of a gunslinger. You know, he's running around and make things happen with a bunch of energy. And he's been in the game for a long time. He's backed up some really good quarterbacks. And, you know, as we mentioned, now there's a little role reversal taking place. Sam's going to be his support system now that it's his turn.
On first down, play action for Sam. Rams pick up the blitz. Sam launches down the field looking for Jared Cook, who's got a step. He's got it. Make it Brian quick. On his way to the end zone, inside the 10. All the way to the Carolina 7-yard line is Brian Quick.
No, it doesn't, especially, for example, with Brian Quick. I mean, Brian, you know, starts off slow, has a drop, comes back, makes a couple big catches, then makes the big catch, and, you know, he gets pushed twice from behind after the play's over. He turns around, he swats at a guy, and he's the one that gets caught, and that's what happens. So he needs to understand that, you know, everyone else that we're going to play is going to see that, and you are going to be a target, and you have to learn immediately to walk away.
Zach Stacy on first down, hesitates, sweeping right, then he picks up yards, spins out of a tackle, 45-50, 45-40, and pushed out of bounds on the Carolina sideline.
Well, we're still early in the preparation week. You know, we played them pretty well last year. I think they're improved, but I think we've improved. So, you know, we'll get them at their best. They're looking at this as an opportunity to expand their lead in the division, and we look at this as an opportunity to win another game.
Rams rush four. Wilson has time initially, trying to get out of the pocket, not going to get it. Chris Long, first one there, records the sack.
Very, very good. Very talented. Throwing the ball very well, running, extending plays, very good command of their offense. Watched him against Carolina several weeks ago, and he had a good feel for what he's doing. Carolina's defense, however, played him pretty well. We'll pick up an extra half day of preparation. Now, coaches will, but we lose it on the other end. That's the one thing people don't realize. Oh, gosh, you got a Monday night football game. Coaches don't like them because they come back to work Tuesday, and they're already a day behind. So. But the coaches will have time over the weekend to get, you know, to get started on the next opponent. But you know, the young guys, we're going to coach up the young guys, and they don't know anything different. It's just another opponent to them.